Good morning, everybody. It's 8:41.
Candy, we're going to talk to Courtney B. Vance in a minute. But right now, a J.P. McHale Pest Management traffic update. Visit nopest.com.
All right. Well, this one is brought to you by Staples, and we're going south on the New York State Thruway, where traffic is moving well now from exit 12 right down to the Tappan Zee Bridge. You look good across the span. 287, though, is stop and go eastbound between the New York State Thruway and exit 5. On the New England Thruway northbound at Boston Road, we have a new road construction layout at stop and go from the Hutch. Also north on the New England Thruway, we are slow at North Avenue out to the New Rochelle Toll with an accident on the shoulder. Also, 22 northbound at 312 and southeast, we have an accident. Delays go back to Brewster Woods Drive. And Bryan Pond Road is closed today both ways. Barger Street to Peekskill Hollow Road until 5 o'clock this afternoon. It's construction. On the Taconic southbound, north of Hortontown Hill Road in Kent, we have an accident. Delays go back to Miller Hill Road. Well, let me tell you, Staples has great deals on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, and banners, to pens, magnets, and calendars, even foam fingers. Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. I'm Candy Roth on Westchester and the Hudson Valley's Music and Information Station, 100.7 WHUD.
Thank you, Candy. It is 8:40 with Mike and Casey at 100.7 WHUD, and we welcome to the program actor Courtney B. Vance, who stars in the new movie Terminator Genesis, which opens tomorrow. Courtney, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, all. I am well, thank you.
And what about this movie? What role do you play in the new Terminator edition?
I play Miles Dyson, who is the money man, who set the whole Genesis, and I won't give anything away, program in motion, and hopefully we're anticipating it. It'd be a wonderful thing to put this new operating system online, but something goes wrong.
Ooh. Something goes wrong.
And then Arnold comes in and saves the day.
So you're his nemesis in this film?
Well, no, not me. Not so much nemesis. But something goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave it at that.
Okay.
Casey?
Fine.
Well, now, it sounds like you're whispering to us, so we're going to have to ask you to speak. I have the volume up all the way, and I can barely hear you.
I don't want you not to hear me.
No, that would be a mistake.
I want you to hear me, Mike.
That voice.
I got to ask you, this new movie, work. Did you actually have some scenes with Arnold, and what's that like?
No, I did not. Arnold and I did not meet. But I saw him 2 nights ago at the premiere.
How's he doing?
He's doing well. He's doing very, very well. It's just good to see him back, man. You know, it's from the governor's seat to the hot seat, and now he's in another hot seat. So I'm glad to see him back.
Terminator Genesis, we're talking to Courtney B. Vance. I just have to jump off the movie for a minute and say, do you have any plans to come back to Broadway, maybe grab another Tony?
Oh, you saw Lucky Guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see. You know, you never know. I'm just put it this way. Hopefully I'm not back. I'm back to Broadway. I won't be back. It was 20 years, I think, between Fences and Six Degrees.
Mm.
Six Degrees and Lucky Guy, so hopefully it won't be that long again.
Don't make us wait another 20 years.
Don't want to do that. Don't want to do that to you.
Now, do you use the B because it's important to you or because somebody else in the union already was named Courtney Vance?
It's my middle initial. My middle name is Bernard.
Oh, I like that.
So I don't want to put my full Bernard on you, so I just put the B there.
Okay. I thought maybe it was for Bassett.
No. No.
Well, that's your wife, though, Angela Bassett. 20 years, right?
Close. 18.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
But we got two to go.
Heck, Mike and I have been together 16.
Yeah.
I said that with joy.
Day by day.
Yeah, she said that with joy. I didn't pick up that, but she says she said it with joy.
I heard it loud and clear. I heard that.
We're talking with Courtney B. Vance. He's one of the stars of Terminator Genesis, which opens tomorrow. Now, why is it opening in the middle of the week?
some big movies open in the middle of the week because they can, and they can bring in the noise and the funk. They're going to bring the money in all week long. They have a big, long week to get them to bring all those people to the theater. But only the blockbusters tend to do that.
And this is going to be a blockbuster, right? I mean, it's gotten good reviews already.
My, come on. Now it's Arnold. You know.
Well, he said he'd be back, and he wasn't kidding.
He's back with a vengeance.
Is there a lot of special effects in this movie? Are we expecting to see a lot of bells and whistles?
Oh, yes. The whole nine. The whole kit and caboodle. There's a lot of special effects, a lot of fast-paced action, and a great story. So it's when you get all those things together, a lot of people come. Build it, they will come.
Terminator Genesis, big for the 4th of July weekend. What are your July 4th plans?
Be with the family. We have been running hither and yon, so Angela and I and the children will just try to take it down a notch or two. She's been running really, really hard, so time to chill. Maybe have a burger or two on the Barbie and call it a day.
Great.
Now, when you look back over your movie career specifically, is there one role that sticks out to you, or are you like Paul Newman, who once told us that you know, they're like his children and he can't pick a favorite?
That's a good one. That's a good way not to have to answer. No, I think my fave would be a television movie I did called The Affair or Blind Faith. Those two are my faves.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And it was because of the role?
The role and the people and the way it turned out. But I may have to agree with Monsieur Paul Newman and say my babies, they're all my babies. I can't pick a favorite. Because when I did pick those two, I realized, well, but I liked Preacher's Wife. And The Hunt for Red October was a lot of fun.
Mm.
So it's hard. So... but just grateful to be able to say I can look back over several films and be able to say that.
Very good, cool. Good. And what are you looking forward to? Anything on the horizon?
I'm doing American Crime Story.
Ooh.
The O.J. Simpson story. And playing Johnny Cochran with David Schwimmer and John Travolta, Sarah Paulson, Malcolm Jamal Warner, Cuba Gooding. We've got a great, great group of people to re-examine this story. Ryan Murphy is helming the effort, so very cool.
Yeah, and that's coming up on ABC, right?
Well, that's Fox FX.
Oh, Fox FX. All right. Well, terrific. Courtney B. Vance, thank you so much for giving us a little scoop on the Terminator movie coming out tomorrow, Terminator Genesis. We hope it's a big smash.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you, Casey.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye. Mike and Casey in the morning at 100.7 WHUD.